I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. There is a single scheme used by all biologists to classify organisms. Some of you will recognize the sequence from bigger to smaller groups: kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, and species. And remember that each rank has subdivisions, such as suborder and subfamily. However, there also are a large number of other classifications used informally for communication among biologists. You may be familiar, for example, with the term tetrapod, which separates all the four-legged vertebrates and their descendants from the others. Thus, tetrapods include all the amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals, but not the various fish groups. A less familiar classification divides vertebrates into two groups, anamniotes and the amniotes. This separates the vertebrates into the various fishes and amphibians on the one hand from the reptiles, birds, and mammals on the other. The amniotes have a special membrane, the amnion, enclosing the embryo. As one biologist put it, giving each embryo its own private swimming pool. The amnion freed us from the necessity of returning to water to reproduce and allowing the amniotes to conquer the land. I'm Florence Schwein.